Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In response to an anonymous tip, Arcata police served a search warrant at a residence in the 2100 block of Dana Court yesterday morning. Officers discovered evidence of a recently harvested marijuana growing operation. While checking the interior of the home, an officer recognized a framed photo displayed in the home as one reported stolen from the Hotel Arcata in April of last year. The photo was an autographed portrait of famed blues guitarist B.B. King. The photo was recovered and will be returned to the Hotel Arcata. Residents of the home were not present when the search was served, and no arrests have been made at this time. And the City of Arcata building inspectors discovered numerous building code violations at the residence, and that led to the immediate disconnection of electrical service. The City of Fortuna has been actively searching for a new city manager after learning in April that Dwayne Riggi will retire as of June 30th. The city has employed the use of a headhunter service to help find qualified candidates to fill the post, and until the full-time hire is made, the council has found a competent, if temporary, solution. Loretta Nicholas has been hired on an interim basis as city manager, and the search for a full-time hire continues.
My retirement occurs on Saturday, June 30th, and she'll start working here on June 18th, and then assume the full responsibilities of interim city manager on the 1st, with the intention that of carrying things forward until the new manager is in place, which could be as much as maybe 2 or 3 months out from now.
Nicholas, who served as Rio Del City Manager and as a CAO for the county, was an easy hire, according to Riggi.
It was a very easy decision. The council, they did an interview and evaluated that, and so we prepared an agreement that satisfied both the city council and Loretta, and that is now in play, and she'll be here Monday, and I'm looking forward to that.
Riggi and Nicholas will now work together as Riggi transitions from full-time employee to full-time retiree. After receiving information about a possible marijuana grow at a residence on Barber Creek Road in Carlotta, the Sheriff Department Community Response Team conducted an investigation that led to the arrest of two men Tuesday. Deputies saw a rental truck being loaded with suspected marijuana plants at the residence and waited for it to be driven off the property. The rental truck was then pulled over, and the driver, 58-year-old Dennis Beckman, and the passenger, 26-year-old Matthew Malone, were detained while the vehicle was searched. Deputies found more than 100 marijuana-growing plants in pots and determined that they were going to be sold. A search warrant was then served at the residence on Barber Creek Road by the County Drug Task Force, and they found nearly 400 growing plants, 3 to 4 pounds of processed weed, and hash. Beckman and Malone were booked into county jail on cultivation and transportation charges. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Using global positioning technology and a hiker's cell phone, search and rescue teams from the sheriff's office were able to quickly find lost hiker Linda Terrell. Terrell was hiking alone about 7 miles from Highway 299. She got disoriented, called 911 at 11 a.m., and search and rescue teams were dispatched to U.S. Forest Service Road 1, where Terrell had parked her vehicle. Deputies on scene used their sirens to help locate Terrell, who was found safe and sound. This is an opportunity to remind hikers to always let a relative or friend know where you will be hiking and when you expect to return. Last week, the Rio Del Police Department issued a press release asking for the public's help in locating 53-year-old David Howard, who had a felony warrant out in his name. Howard was wanted in connection with a sexual assault that took place in May in Rio Del. A quick update to this story, Howard turned himself in to local law enforcement. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.